Hello, I'm Anabra.
Hi, I'm Abna. And we are two hearts in a pod.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! It's 2024!
Happy chapeau! Hey, we're back. Like we never left.
Hey, how were the holidays?
The holidays, they were good. They were quick. Is it just me? They went by quickly. But I guess most of these Christmas holidays, they go by quickly.
It's very short. Yeah. It's practically like just a week.
It's really just a
Christmas
week.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day. Then hop and a skip.
Yeah,
and
those days are you know, blurry. Yeah. Nothing happens between then and New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That's true. It's just about a week. Yeah. It went by really fast. But I had good times. My daughter turned 3, so...
Yay.
My second one. So we had a nice party for her. That was fun. What did you do?
Stayed home.
As one
like
should. Yes. It sounds like a goal has been met.
Yes. I'm so happy. And you know what I realized? My account balance did not change much.
Preach it. Stay home for your account balance.
So then I'm like, why have we been fussing, you have to go here. I mean, it's good, like, if you want to hang out with friends and things, but I feel like, because we had our book club thing before Christmas,
which was such a good hangout.
I feel like, okay, I've seen all my friends, you know, the rest, I'll see you online.
Let's text.
So there wasn't much of an urge to go out. I just wanted to be home with the kids, and it was quite good. I didn't get much rest.
Oh boy, the kids, these kids as well.
Hey, and don't sleep early too.
So stressful and boisterous.
So, but I'm happy. I feel blessed.
Yeah, same. It's nice to be on this side of the new year. You know, it's always exciting at this time of the year. You're preparing for big things, planning for big things. I remember last year I had lofty plans. I had applied to this writing. The one in Greece, remember we discussed the writer's retreat or something?
Yeah.
I was so sure I was going to go to Greece last year. Like, I was positive that I was going to go to Greece last year. So, by this time last year, I was excitedly preparing, making plans in my head. I'll spend my birthday in Greece writing.
Didn't quite turn out that way.
Oh, gosh. Now you know. But yeah, so the beginning of the year is always full of, you know, excitement and planning.
Yeah, like hopeful.
It's hopeful. Yeah,
fresh
that's it. Yeah.
Start and all.
It's
of
nice.
That.
I like it.
Yeah. Now on to our reading.
Yes. What did you spend the holidays reading?
Hey.
Did you read at all?
Hey, I did. I managed to, and I remember this was the book I spent. I think Christmas Eve, Christmas and Boxing Day reading.
Okay. Are you ready to discuss
Any
it?
Love?
Oh God!
By Adesua. Okay. Oh man, no kidding.
Woo!
And I posted about it because, hey, the main male character was stressing me out. Hey, and I mean that book was so. What's the word I should use? Like, it hits me so hard that I don't feel like I've fully recovered.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've fully recovered because I've tried to start other books. It's like I've started like 4 different books and they are not really holding my interest.
It's been almost a week since you finished.
Yes.
Or maybe more.
Yeah. So initially I felt like, okay, I'll end my year with this. It's fine. New year. Then I start another book. Then I was like, no, I want to try and move on. Hey! Any love said they won't let me go.
What's his name? Tekena?
Tekena
said no.
Hey!
Oh God, Tekena was so... I remember I was texting you while reading because I also read Any Love after I read Fourth Wing and
Iron Flame.
I moved on to Any Love and I kept texting you in the middle because he was really... I was like, are you an adult man in your 40s? Why are you making these decisions? But you, like you said something that got me thinking that mm-hmm. alcoholism and I guess generally addiction is a disease.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the worst kind because it's also of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
mm-hmm.
not even willing to accept that you have a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're making such warped decisions that to any objective bystander is like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But for you, this is what makes the most sense. Yeah. And you cannot see reason.
Hey. No, but like she portrayed it so well, like how it's a constant cycle of them thinking, oh, I've got it now. And then they fall.
Yeah, yeah. It was so well done. Each time he said he has got it, I believed him.
I believed him too.
That's a problem. I was like, yes, listen, we've kicked it. Now we deserve the girl. And then he was disappointed her again. I'm like, how many times do you think she's going to stick around for this? But even then, she stuck around for most of it.
Yes.
In fact, all of it until he told it.
Yes, he told it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And that is the reality of, you know, people who love.
Yeah, addicts.
Addicts. It's a constant cycle of uncertainty.
That's crazy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Do you know, Abna, the book was heavy.
And you know, I did not expect it to, like, when you read it, you don't feel the heaviness. Yeah. But then it's like, once you're done, it just hits you.
It descends on you afterwards.
Hey.
Yes, it does. It descends on you afterwards. Yeah. And I always want to ask her this, so how are you?
Honestly.
How are you doing?
Hey.
You need to lay down and just eat some ice cream because you must have been going through when you were writing.
But it touches on an issue that is real and, hey,
Why do you think we felt like it was so heavy? Is it, were we thinking about it from the perspective of e-drama?
I think both. I really felt for Tekena. Like, it's really hard to be in a family where it's like everybody's life is perfect. You are the only sore thumb. You are the black sheep. You are the one always causing trouble. Mm-hmm. It cannot be easy at all. And like we really got to see that was how he felt. That was how he was treated. You know, he was always treated like a project or somebody to be held with kid gloves. And it was so painful for me. Because, you know, that's also another thing I love about reading from the character's POV. Because
mm-hmm.
we got to see his inner thoughts.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he wanted to be better. He kept trying, you know. He wanted to be better. He wanted his parents' approval. He wanted to have an egalitarian relationship with his siblings.
Yeah.
Not feel like I'm the problem. I'm the one that
you guys have to always, you know, save.
And oh, like that really broke my heart. And I also felt for Ijeoma because, as we saw from the book, you can have the best of intentions, you can support them the best way you can, but if they don't take the steps, they will never heal.
Yeah, it has to be. It's a personal journey.
Mm.
It has to be a decision that they make.
Mm. Mm.
I was looking, I think another thing about that made me think about Ijeoma is, like, Ijeoma is very classy. She's a classy girl. Mm. You know, she works in the gallery. In the she's a fashionista. She's an art connoisseur. I think that ordinarily, Tekena might not have been, like, the kind of man she would have ended up with.
Yeah.
If everything else had gone well in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the person she broke up with earlier.
Uh-huh.
Or like her kind of man is not somebody who is battling addiction.
Yes. Somebody who's well put together,
and then she falls for him and it's almost like she can't help herself. Now this is where I am. This is my life now. I'm in love with this guy.
Yeah.
And this is just every decision I'm making going forward will be ruled by my feelings for this man.
Yeah.
And I think that made me a little sad as well, watching her have to just deal with the fact that this is a man I'm in love with now. And like, there's no going back for me. Yeah. I've fallen for this person with no guarantees that he wants to fix himself.
Or that he ever will.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And imagine if he didn't. Of course, it's a romance, so I had some hope that it would be fine. Yeah, even no, then.
But that 80%.
Girl, she took us to the brink.
I was stressed. I was like, oh,
what could happen again?
I was wondering that, or has she put like a bonus chapter from a next book?
So why is there so much left in this book?
I think I took like I couldn't take an entire day because I needed to know what would happen. But I took a few hours away from the book because I was like, no, this is too perfect. And then I flipped the page and then it was like Runaway Train.
Yeah.
Like that was literally the title of the chapter.
Ah, hey, that's so true. I love that. That was very good. Hey. The song titles as
it
chapters.
It was so apt.
It's very apt.
But you know what you said about how Ijeoma is, you know, this perfect, you know, well put together mm-hmm. lady, and she deserves somebody like that. In a way, I like that. The man she was with was so obviously imperfect. Because when you think about it, truly, nobody is perfect.
True.
On the surface, a lot of people are, and you only see their imperfections after. But this one is in your face.
Yeah, it's true. His one is difficult to hide, but she might have been able to hide hers quite well.
Exactly. And you know... Some of the parts that made me laugh, the part where her mother staged an intervention right. and her aunt came. And I was like, hey, this is like, this can happen in Ghana.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
It has happened.
Ask me, somebody's been dragged to a prayer meeting.
They said, no. And then she just broke down because she's like, is this me?
Yeah, you know, like that's... And I felt that for her because you know when you're growing up, you have an image of yourself and your life, and you don't expect to be 41 and being dragged from prayer meeting to prayer meeting because no man wants to marry you. Like that's not at all a thing you envision for yourself.
Charlie.
So you're just like, this is me. Like
I've fallen this far.
This is how far I've fallen.
Oh, that was very emotional and sad and. And then she was like, okay, let me hold on to this guy. Not knowing he was a stone.
I already.
That this was about to sink.
Oh my gosh. And even him, first of all, in the flip side, the same way that like I think Ijeoma is so well put together, for you to get Ijeoma to show interest in you, I feel like he should have jammed at this from the very beginning. Look at him. He was being all, no, I'm not interested. This is just sex or this is it's a fake marriage or whatever. Like, boss, have you seen the girl? You should be jumping at the opportunity to have her even wear a ring for you. Like,
but you see, that's where you realize that in spite of his bravado and everything, deep down, he felt right from the beginning, he felt inadequate for
her.
He knew that she deserved better. But at that point, he wasn't willing to do the work to be better for her. And so he had to pretend, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah,
like
but he's always clearly liked it.
Right from day one. Hey. You know, I thought I might want to reread, but I don't know if I can go through that again.
And it's the kind of heaviness this book has. It isn't even one that you feel while reading the book.
No.
So it's not, if you decided to reread, you might forget that it was heavy.
Then
you
just start to hit me like bricks.
Yeah.
Hey, any love. Like it's quite a book.
It's well done.
Quite a book.
Hey, I can see all the scenes in my head. Like the CD bars, the dingy place. Like that part where there was a robbery. Like where he's like passed out. Hey. I can see all of that in my brain.
No, like,
and I've never been to this part of Nigeria.
Like this book needs to be a movie.
Somebody said that in the comments on this first Instagram.
It needs to be a movie on Netflix. Like, is it that like the. Adesua, don't you have Nollywood friends?
Like, just ring up the Vinaji that you want her to come and play drama
honestly,
for you.
Honestly. And I love, and then I was thinking to myself, hey, is my age showing? Like, I feel like now, you know how you enjoy older romances?
Yes.
Is our age showing?
It is.
Oh, God.
I think so. Because on this same podcast, we have castigated YA. And now we are here saying, oh, give us 40 plus.
The Gen Z's will be rolling their eyes and laughing as they look at this grown woman.
That's so true. But yeah, like when I see a book and I see the main characters' ages are like, oh, 35. I'm like, feels like home.
But just the other day, I was telling my sister this, that I feel like these days when I see characters and their ages are below 30, I'm like, oh, look at these children.
Children?
And she was like, hey, she made me feel so bad. She was like, hey, that's you. Me, I'm like, oh, they're like my age because I'm 20. Oh, she's the Lulu.
Look, the age limit I'll allow is 28.
Like, honestly.
28 upwards. Mm-hmm. Anything below, it has to be so good that I forget.
No, so does it mean when we are grandmas, we can't read this?
Grandma romance. Oh. Honestly, when we are grandmas, I don't think we'll want to read about children in their 40s. Look at us. When we are like in our 60s, like, look at these children. 45-year-old child. What are you doing?
Oh my God. Hey, oh Charlie, anyway, so you know, that's another thing too. I love the fact that there's such a diversity of writing available to us now, thanks to, you know, technology, mm-hmm. thanks to globalization and all that, because hey, we need to be able to read books we too will enjoy and not be stuck with the why and Charlie things. But that book was a roller coaster ride.
Oh my God, it was a lot. If it's a film, it's given Waiting to Exhale.
Yes.
Like that kind of such an emotional entanglement for you as an audience member.
Mm.
Beginning to the end, and you're just rooting for the people who you know are broken.
Mm. That shower scene. When you went into the shower with
I can see it now. Look, at this one, the fact that we felt so heavy is a testament to how good the writing is.
Yes.
How emotive the mm-hmm. writing is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man.
Hey. Whew. So now, what are we moving on to?
Yeah. So straight up after Any Love, I had to find an old fave to, you know, to soothe my soul a little.
Yeah.
So I went back to the Happy Ever After playlist by Abby Jimenez.
Mm.
Love it. Read it maybe 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And it's been in my rotation since.
Mm-hmm.
I reread it maybe once a year. Abby Jimenez books are kind of like an Edrian books in that way.
Yeah.
They're good. You love them. You know they're good. Mm-hmm. You enjoy them afresh.
Yeah.
Each time you read them, almost as if you haven't read them.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I reread books, I kind of just maybe skip to the parts I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But for this, I ended up reading the entire thing again.
Mm.
You know, just seeing like her style, the kind of characters that she writes who feel so real.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I go to Minnesota and meet these characters on the street. They feel so real and relatable to a certain extent anyway.
Mm.
As far as my dreadlocks will allow me to relate to a blonde-haired woman.
Hey. Well, as you know, I have been flitting from book to book. I haven't landed on one yet. But I have discovered an interesting book, which I am unable to tell you the title now.
Why?
Because I want to finish it and be sure that it's good all the way mm-hmm. through and worth recommending. But yeah. So, and this year too, you know, people are going on about, you know, reading challenge, how many books I want to read. I've decided I don't want to set a number goal.
Yeah.
Because remember yesterday I was telling you I've been feeling, I was starting to feel a bit like reading has become a chore.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And part of it is that, and this is shade to you and your fellow speedy Gonzalez readers, but it feels like a lot of like Bookstagram, BookTok is flooded with fast readers,
mm-hmm.
and so if you don't read as fast, you don't read as many. There's this sense of inadequacy.
Right.
Of course, that's not anybody's intention, but you can't help.
So you
feeling like, oh, I'm missing out on all these books. I wish I could read faster, you know. And then I'm just like, no, it's not a competition, mm-hmm. you know, and it's something I've always enjoyed. And I don't want this world I've entered that brings me so much joy because
it's become, yeah.
Yeah, because I love being part of BookTok and Bookstagram because I'm a reader and it's exciting to see other people enjoying the same thing I do. So I just decided this year I won't give myself a number.
Did you give yourself a number last year?
Did I? I can't remember. I think I may have put 24 on Goodreads, but I may have hit somewhere around 40. I wasn't doing well with the tracking last year.
Right.
Because I couldn't, I think I couldn't remember my, both my StoryGraph and Goodreads passwords. And I don't know why I always feel so lazy about reset password or forgot password, but I didn't really do it. So I was missing some tracking. But this year, I am ready to track.
Let's go. You say I'm ready to track.
Yeah. So on that note, we have something for you guys. Woo-hoo. We have a reading challenge. Woo! And maybe we shouldn't even call it a challenge per se.
Yeah, like, let's reclaim that mm-hmm. narrative. Let's call it a readathon. A reading. We'll figure something else.
Yeah, because we want it to be very circle. Relaxed. Honestly, a reading circle. Going all zen
it's
and things.
Kumbaya. Sitting by the fire.
Exactly. In fact, we'll stick with that one. The two hearts reading circle.
Yeah, just chill, just relax.
Yeah. So we just want to we picked some of our favorite tropes and created like a tracker of sorts. So that, you know, people can share their recommendations, we can share what we are reading and, you know, fit them into particular tropes and themes.
Mm-hmm.
So we will set it up on StoryGraph and we'll probably share the link when we post about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So that and we are encouraging you to get StoryGraph because it's black woman owned.
Is she Nigerian? Her last name gives Nigerian. Odunayo.
I think she might be Nigerian American.
American, okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think I read about her.
Nice, very cool.
And, yeah. Oh, I thought I had started this thing. I'm searching for... I'll find it. The worst word to search for in our chat is reading.
Oh my gosh, no. Try challenge.
I found it.
Okay.
So we have 12 tropes reading prompts.
Prompts, yes.
And so at least maybe each month you can see if you can find a book that fits within that. We'll also recommend a book each at least that fits in that particular trope. And I'm wondering if anyone can guess who came up with which prompt.
We'll see.
That would be a fun...
A little addition to the cycle.
Because we shared it between us and came up with these prompts. So the first one is Second Chance Marriage in Trouble Romance.
I have no idea what book this could fall under.
No, but I mean... We know the obvious one. We'll bring others that are not so obvious.
I actually have one again. Another one that's, different from the obvious one. Just not come to mind.
So that'll be for January. And then in February, we have Reverse Age Gap Romance with African main characters.
Woo!
So we are trying to, you know, diversify the reading a bit. You know, by being specific with some of them. And the next one, for example, is a romance featuring a female main character in STEM.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the ones we know.
Yeah. We know so many.
And then we dive right into space, an alien romance featuring a black female main character.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. We have tons of those as well.
Oh, yeah. A lot. And then the next one. So it was specific. So maybe we'll make it a bonus. The initial prompt was a contemporary romance with characters in comedians.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
But we changed it to characters in non-traditional careers. But if you're able to find a book that features two comedians,
even better.
That's bonus for you. And then the next one is a romance featuring a main character with a disability. And then a grumpy female main character and sunshine male main character romance.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Some people call it reverse grumpy sunshine.
I don't know why the norm should be the man is grumpy and the woman is not.
I guess probably that's just the first books more. that came with. And I found that, you know, there's a whole like set of books that are grumpy.
Yes. I don't think I read a grumpy. Like, I really want to find...
I'll go back and check. I saw it on Book Talk.
That just sounds like a lot of grumpiness.
Hey.
That's cute, but it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun.
Ah, two Grinches. Eh? And then, what we're just talking about, a romance featuring a couple over 40.
Yeah. We're 40's love is lovey.
And then, this one. I wonder if you have, because I've been thinking to myself, I really haven't seen a book with this particular trope.
What's this?
A long distance romance.
Hmm.
Not the case where, you know, they are together and then for a brief period they are apart. This is the challenge. This one is the challenge.
What if they meet and like...
If majority of the book is spent long distance, I think if it's
okay, that's I'm not sure I know a book myself that fits this, but I guess that's a challenge for the cycle of it.
Yes. So this one, we'll see. And then a fantasy romance by an author of color featuring main characters of color. And then an alien romance with pine in. Oh,
I wonder who came up with that.
I wonder.
I can't think of anybody that would say that.
And then finally, we hope to end the year with an enemies to lovers Christmas romance.
There's loads of those.
Yes.
Which makes it nice and
it easy. Usually goes with forced proximity.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Who's an enemy unless you are forced to sleep on one bed with them? Only one bed troop.
So this will be fun. This will be fun. So every episode, we'll probably talk about the trope
of the month.
Uh-huh. And then we'll also be tracking the hashtag to see what people are recommending as well.
Yeah, so it'll be two hearts reading circle.
Yes.
Hashtag two hearts reading circle.
Yeah.
Kill. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess starting with our next episode, we'll talk about this month's trope.
Yeah.
And some of potentially make some suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just remembered another book that I started reading, which I'm considering my first book of the year. But I'm only halfway through, so I guess now I'm reading two books of the year at the moment.
Mm.
It's called The List by Yomi Adeyeko.
Ah, yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
Is it a romance or it's women's fiction?
I think maybe probably considered women's fiction.
Mm.
But when I read the blurb, I read the blurb at Pepeja.
Yeah.
I saw it at one of the bookstores. Yeah, and I read the blurb. I was like, this is something I want to read because it's kind of about a girl whose boyfriend or her fiance actually is accused of some sort of sexual harassment.
Mm.
And he's found on a list of abusers. That's an anonymous list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the main characters. So now we're going to go through how she deals with it. And she's a feminist. She speaks against abuse. And I think that felt very close to home. Not because my husband is accused of abuse or anything like that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have an experience with that. But often he and I discuss it that we always are, you know, saying, oh, like we discuss when people get cancelled or when some things happen to mm-hmm, these people. Mm-hmm. But what would we do if it's somebody we know personally?
Yes.
How do you navigate that?
Yeah.
And it makes me think about people like Jeffrey Epstein, who has good friends. Mm-hmm, in spite mm-hmm. of being accused of such a heinous thing.
Yeah.
When somebody knows you intimately, yeah. they're able to almost look beyond the thing you've been accused mm-hmm, of. Mm-hmm. So I want to see how she gets through it. Mm-hmm. And the guy's Ghanaian.
Ew!
She's Nigerian, the guy's Ghanaian. They live in England.
Oh, is this that Ghana-Niger beef? Is that why?
Is that what they're doing? That is that why? Oh, couldn't have been a Nigerian man.
Okay, let's read it and see what happens
yes, to him yes, in yes, the yes. end. Let's see what happens in the end.
If he's vindicated, we will not retaliate.
Otherwise, watch out for
otherwise.
Let's cast match on the bamboo.
Otherwise.
But coming for you.
Hey, I see. Yeah. I had seen, you know, the synopsis about that, but I did not know the guy was Ghanaian.
I didn't either until I said his name is Michael Crantin or something.
Oh,
yeah, some serious Ghanaian name. I was like, oh
Michael.
God.
Michael. My. What did you go and do
to a Nigerian? So, yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. Mm-hmm. It's set in London. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's going well. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, the cover has been calling, like, it's so cute.
It's so cute and simple. Yeah. I like the cover.
Aww.
The premise is also really intriguing.
Mm.
Because it's not like they've made the person who's accused some side character be.
Yeah, yeah,
we've
yeah.
gotten to know him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, think of him as a decent person. Yes. And we like him for her. So now I'm wondering how we're going to navigate. And is it true? Is he really guilty? You know? Mm-hmm. And if it is, how do we explain this away and things like that?
Charlie.
So I'm looking forward to finishing that later this month.
Mm. Phew. Nice. So for me, I found there was another book I saw today. Mm-hmm. I meant to show it to you earlier, but I guess it's even good I'm now remembering. We had a whole podcast episode without recording. Basically, we're chatting about things we could have recorded.
Yeah, I know. We always do that.
Maybe we should be doing a separate recording behind the scenes, and then you have to pay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're enjoying our Patreon.
Okay, so let me see if I can find her. I think I took a screenshot of the. Hey, no, but. Readers, like book talkers, bookstagrammers are just crazy. Look at the caption for her review of the book. She's like, what better way is there to start the new year than with a little Stockholm syndrome? Huh? Huh? There, you know, it's a dark romance.
God. He kidnapped her, my lord.
And this was by _ simply... read or mm-hmm. simply read. And I mean, you should know by now, I think it's an is it let me check the hashtags are not showing. Let me check on Instagram if I can find the hashtag. I want to be sure. Oh gosh,
you know who the book is by?
Yes, Genesis Carter.
Okay,
I want to see what hashtag she used. Yes, it's urban fiction.
Yay, right.
Yeah.
My fave.
No, and this bookstagrammer, like, her review is just hilarious. And she actually has, like, hashtags she uses to indicate her feelings generally mm-hmm. about a particular book or a particular scene or something. Mm-hmm. And she has pinned it, you know, my thoughts behind the tags. And I love it. I feel like it's something I would love to get on. And the first one is hashtag book base said. And there's hashtag BFF, be effing for real.
Ah, I've seen those ones.
And she uses this when she's like, one of the characters had the audacity. And audacity is in block capitals.
Just the audacity.
And then... there was one that I really hashtag unhinged, and she actually has an entire post where she recommends books where the male main character is unhinged.
In what sense?
It's a dark romance, basically. Okay. He's like, so here the MMC is coming off his post for the FMC. He's deranged, but I'm sticking beside him.
Love it for him, though.
So this book, the title is Rapture. And the author is Genesis Carter. And okay. I've decided that tonight, this is what I want to start.
Okay. I'll recommend this. My sister has recently joined the book club. And yes. She's like reading. She sent me, she asked me about some Asia Monique books. So I was like, how did you even discover Asia Monique?
Hey, this girl is on a roll.
She's on a roll. So I'll see if she wants to try this. But currently she's reading Season of Silence, the trilogy.
Yes. And so Loving happy. Joseph. I'm so happy for her. Like, she gets to experience it for the first time. Oh. Hey, you know, Bubble Club, we've been through something.
We've been through it.
Hey.
I believe now it's going to be basically 2 years ago that we read and we spoke to Nikita Slater.
Is it two?
We're in 2024 now. So April will still be.
Yes, it's true.
2 years ago.
Wow. Hey, and look at how we started so innocently.
I mean, by the time we're speaking to Nikita Slater, we had gone off our rocker a little.
But when we first started, we're reading sweets like From Pasta to Pigfoot by Frances Mensah Williams.
Right?
Hey! And then I think...
Marriage Clock.
What else did we...
That's when everybody boycotted. At that point, they were like, enough is enough.
Hey! Hey, they wanted to kill
me. Marriage Clock really, really brought out who we were at our core.
Honestly. We almost forgot to talk about this. You know how last year that we did, there was one episode where we talked about the evolution of our reading?
Ah, yes. New year, new me.
Look, I've come full circle. It looks like this year, circle is our wedding.
Yes. Tell them how you've come full circle.
Hey! So, after that Marriage Clock fiasco, that they nearly burned me at the stake... I dived into the deep end. I mean, you people, like those who have been following the podcast, you know what we've read. We've read alien romance. We've read paranormal, like all sorts. I have come back to my first love, which is sweet, sweet closed door romance.
Wow.
Some people will crucify me.
It's like, I don't know if you've watched Avengers. Mm-hmm. That I think is it an Endgame where Thanos is telling the Avengers that he knew that all the decisions that they were making will bring them back to him. I'm Thanos, and yes. you are the Avengers.
Yes.
Whenever I would recommend a sweet book, I've now scoff at me, turn up your nose at me, and I just watched them walking away. Her back to me as she dove deeper and deeper. I was like, Abna, I'll be here when you come back. And here you are, full circle. Back in my bosom.
Hey!
Welcome back home.
Oh, God. Hey. She was just biding her time. Hey, the prodigal daughter is home.
Ah, she's back. We're going to be reading our sweet closed door books together.
Oh, yes. And the book club people will crucify me again.
If they say you bring Zara Rahim back, they should ask questions.
In fact, maybe I should.
In April. April Fool's Day, we'll surprise them with Zara Rahim.
The people who listen to the podcast.
No, they will catch us.
Don't go ahead and let them go. You people. In fact, no, let me go and look her up and see what's going on,
because she has a new book for us for sure.
Hey, that book. Hey, remember who said when they saw the cover?
The yellow. Nah, this book is not giving.
Hey, let me see what she has up her sleeves. Okay. It would be so funny if Marriage Clock is the first book. It actually is.
Oh my gosh.
The yellow, you can't escape.
She's doing, clearly people love it. If it's the top book when you search her name.
Yeah, but it looks like there's another one, The Retreat.
But another great book by a great writer that we love so much in the book club.
But this one, is it a romance? No, this one is women's fiction.
I mean, aren't all her books women's fiction?
Yeah, to be honest, I think for me, it was the title that was a bit deceptive.
Yeah.
And also, I thought, how'd you call it? It was about, you know, them trying to arrange her marriage.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be, but I think she's more of a women's fiction author.
Yeah.
Than romance.
I think she's Muslim as well, right?
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly.
It made me think of, what's that book? Uzma Alamuddin.
Aisha at Last. That one too was on our book club list, but we didn't make it there because
Marriage Clock was castigated.
It got me cancelled. Hey!
But I enjoyed Aisha at Last. I read that, and I think the second book after Aisha at Last.
And there's another one.
Hannah something. Something about Hannah or something.
Hannah Khan. Is it?
No, that's different. Hannah Khan is not A. I might be mixing up my writers.
Hold on. Let me see. You said her name was what? Is it?
And I'm thinking, I think
Hannah Khan carries on.
Okay,
that's Uzma Jalaluddin.
Jalaluddin, yes, you're right. Yeah. This is the second after. I think Hannah comes up in Aisha at Last.
Oh,
if
I'm
remembering correctly, mm-hmm. the same universe. Mm-hmm. So yes.
Yeah. She's Muslim as well. Mm-hmm. And the person's review is that if you come into this book thinking it's going to be a romance, you're going to be disappointed. So have you read this one?
I've not read Hannah Khan. I read Aisha at Last.
Okay.
Which I enjoyed. And it was romance. Maybe not the way we are used to, because obviously she's offended. She's Muslim. It's it has to be halal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I enjoyed
it though.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm saying it this year, I bet you're going to read this one. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
We shall see. We shall see. Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's about it for me.
Yeah, so here's to an amazing reading year.
Yeah.
Amazing in every way. Wishing you all blessings and thank you for sticking with us. Stick with us for 2024. And if you'd like to join or, you know, read along with us, see what we are reading, follow and use the hashtag #TwoHeartsReadingCircle.
Yeah.
We'll share the link on Instagram so that and also it will most likely be on Storygraph as well
and TikTok.
Yep.
All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Bye. Spiky.